You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It's after 8 o'clock. You were supposed to be at work at 8. You're late.
But you know what? You're not late for what the business is.
That's right. You're right on time for that.
That's right.
Because we right here. We ready to go.
What the business lines are open. 833-212-1017. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. So there you go. Call in right now. 833-212-1017. You have a Black-owned and operated business. You know somebody who has a great Black-owned and operated business that you support. Make sure you call in and give them some love. You got an event that's coming up, whether it's a community event or some other event that you're doing, call in right now, 833-212-1017, and let us know.
Let us know.
What the business is.
That part.
All right. Talk about patience. You know, shout out to all my Masonic family. We understand to wait with patience, right? This first caller has been waiting with patience.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't.
Okay.
What the business don't start till 8.
Right.
He's been here since 7:37.
Well, he was trying not to be
late.
Oh, no,
he's like,
he was
I'm
time.
A damn sure not be first.
He was early.
If they call any other name
yes.
but mine,
yes.
it's something wrong.
Up in here.
So we got to find out what the business is.
All right.
Oh, Danny, great morning. What the business is. We love you. We appreciate you. Tell us what the business is.
Hey, well, first off, man, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Great morning. Great morning.
Homer, as far as I know, I was told to call a little bit ahead of time to make sure I'm on the line.
Yeah, like 7:57. You called in at like.
Oh, okay.
You called in at 7:36.
Okay.
And get on the line. But we appreciate your patience.
Yeah, and the guy that put me on hold was like, okay, you're going to be on hold for a little bit.
There you go. So now what the business is, Baldini? What's happening, comedian?
Man, the business is September 5th. I have a movie coming out. We have a movie coming out at the Oriental.
Okay.
It's very hilarious. It's called VHS. It's called Very Hilarious, and the last word, I don't know if we can use online.
No, you probably can't. If you got to question it, don't use it.
Okay. And
okay,
then featuring the Farsir. Farsir is a comedy show that I put together where I put a bunch of comedians on stage, whether they're from Milwaukee or out of town, but you don't know the lineup. I never tell anybody the lineup. So we actually filmed a movie about it. And it's real funny. You got a lot of comedians and a lot of people from Milwaukee in it. We're going to be filming it at the Oriental on September 5th. Tickets are available now. If you looked up in the sky on Keith and King, I have a billboard out there that's got the website on it and everything.
Okay, so but you need to just say that right now, what it is, so we can find out what the other business is from the other people that want to know what the business is. So give us the final.
You can go.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the business is you can go to vhscomedy.com to get your tickets. That's the business.
All right.
And I appreciate everybody for coming out. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good show.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to Tiffany. Tiffany, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Bailey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Homer. Good morning, Milwaukee. Your next real estate move is important. So why make it alone? I'm Tiffany Delaney with Homestead Realty, Inc., and whether you're buying, selling, or investing, I'm here to provide personalized service and honest guidance every step of the way. From our first conversation all the way to the closing table, I'll be there for you from beginning to end. So when you're ready to make your next move, call Tiffany Delaney at Homestead Realty, Inc., 920-815-9758, and let's make your next move your best move. Have a good one.
All right. You have a blessing.
Now.
Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes. Good morning, Homer and Bailey
good
and
morning.
Everyone that's listening. I have a meet and greet book signing coming up October 10th.
Nice.
From 12 to 4. So I wrote a book dedicated to my precious mommy, Barbara Ellen, who passed.
Hello?
Alzheimer's. So
okay, hang on. Say that part. Hang on. You said you wrote a book because you dropped out for a second. Abby, you said you wrote a book. So start from you wrote a book.
Oh, yes. I am for now. Oh, my goodness. So I wrote a book dedicated to my precious mommy who passed away this past Christmas Eve from Alzheimer's. So the name of my book is Before I Forget, A Daughter, A Clinician, and Caregiver, A Journey Through Love, Loss, and Alzheimer's. So I basically take the readers through a journey of the love and sacrifice and grief that I had as a caregiver and as a healthcare professional. So I hope you guys can make it to meet and greet and to buy my book. The event is it's going to be one.
Okay, hang on. You said the event. You said the event, and you dropped out again. You said the event. The event, what? Go ahead. Whatever you said, the event is wherever, I don't know.
The meet and greet book signing with me will be October 10th from 12 to 4 at the Gage. You will get a signed copy from me. You will also listen to some great tunes from Homer Blow, and you will have great food to enjoy. So I really hope you guys have time to support this event. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr.
Very
Clarissa
good.
Lawrence.
Very
and you
good.
Know, wow, how on time is that when we're talking about Gladys Knight?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? The signs that she may be showing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Antoine PWD Computers. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, the business is PWD Computers, located at 3800 West Belize Street in Milwaukee. Our contact number is 414-445-5793, and our hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 5. School is starting back. Please make sure you get these scholars. The best thing needed is a good computer. We got up-to-date new laptops, almost new laptops with Windows 11. So for your business, school, or just a new hobby or just need to upgrade, stop in. We do computer upgrades, repairs, custom computers, digital surveillance, and a whole lot of other things. Check us out, PWD Computers, 414-445-5793.
All right, and October is fast approaching, so we got to make sure we take
October
care.
October is definitely fast approaching. Please get those computers updated.
That part.
And back to school is Tuesday. Don't forget, y'all. NPS.
Yeah, some people already went black.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
NPS.
Yeah.
This
Author Sherelle V, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Hey, Sherelle.
Hi there, Bailey. It was great meeting you in person.
Yes. It was great meeting you in person.
Yes, I'm author Sherelle V. I'm calling to let listeners know that may be experiencing grief, that there is a resource that allows them to express their grief through coloring and journaling when they don't really want to talk about their grief. My coloring book, which is a journal, is called Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief. It can be found on my website, which is www.coloringforthesoul.com, or it also can be found on Amazon under the same title. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to Patrice Green, Calm Wellness. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Homer and Bailey. How y'all doing, True Family? What's
good
up?
Good morning.
Hey, now, it was a good time. Thank you for having me and the rest of the vendors at the True Family Fest. Thank you so much for putting that together. I was excited to be there and glad to be able to support and be able to have my business looked at by the people, you know, for sure. I just want to take a moment to remind people that massage is not a luxury. It is a part of self-care, and self-care happens when? Daily. So it should be a part of your regular healing regimen. But I also wanted to remind you all that not only do these hands work, but the products that I use for my services at Calm Wellness Services, I make available to my clients so you can take a little calm home with you. There's a massage oil, body butter, sugar scrub, and then, of course, a bath bomb. If you would like to know more about these products, I invite you to visit my website at wellcalm.com, or you can give me a call directly, and I'd love to share that with you, 414-909-2488, or you can just follow me on social media, because the product is available. It's great for aches, pain, stress, and then taking care of your skin in general. But I want to remind you that it's a good opportunity to come and get a massage. Again, I want to be able to put these hands to work and give you the products to make sure you can take calm home with you. Thanks for listening to me, guys.
Absolutely. We got Queen Mother Farina Brooks. Great morning. Oh. Of course, what the business great is. Can you morning. Tell us what the business is?
Yes.
What the business is Dream Team United WI do what we do. We do our grocery giveaways. We will do one Sunday, 25th, in Burleigh with the next youth leaders. We're going to be there from 2 to 4 giving out our groceries. And then we got our big annual event that we look for sponsors, donations, volunteers for the 8th annual Rock the Block, September the 12th, or Saturday, 1 to 5. This year, our focus is on youth, so all our performers are going to be children and youth.
All right.
So we're excited for that because, we got Miss Ollie Reed. She's going to be singing. We got King. He's going to be doing the tribute to Michael Jackson. And then we also have a choir coming from youth, the Lyons family and their youth choir. And so it's going to be really awesome. We're going to do a dance contest. One of the dance contests will be a tribute to Michael Jackson for the babies. So whoever do the best Michael Jackson, get y'all stuff in line. Whoever do the best one, well, they're going to win some money.
All right, there we go.
We are excited for this year for Rock the Block. And anybody want to be a part, please reach out. DreamTeamMKE@gmail.com. We are still looking for vendors. You cannot sell anything, but you can come and give away and bring resources. We're also, of course, going to be doing our book bag giveaway.
All right. Our
grocery giveaway.
Thank you very much. All right. That's what
Thank
the
you.
Business is. Got some events that I'll be involved in.
Can I do one real quick?
Oh, yeah, because
I want to shout out my guy from Dye's Pies, Mr. Dye's Pies himself. New book out.
Yeah.
Two books,
yeah.
Actually.
They were waiting for you when you came
yes,
in.
Yes, they were. And, you know, I love to read, so we're going to definitely take these up. Grave Matters. This is a two-book series. Let me so y'all can see on the camera. This is book one, and the next one, the sequel or prequel or whatever you call it, is Graves. Oh, raise them up.
Yeah, I was going to say you need to raise them up. Yep.
We like do it right
yeah,
here?
Yeah.
All right.
Because if they can see your face, they can see the books.
To my left?
There you go.
All right. So book one is Grave Matters, and book two is Grave Intentions. And you got to check them out. Go pick them up where books are sold.
There we go. All right. I've got some events that I'll be involved in, but I'll talk about that after we take care of some bills. But remember, every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central
yes.
Standard Time, it's What the Business Is, powered by We Energies, on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Home of Blow Along with My Girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Again, so check us out every Friday morning, 8 a.m., powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. We will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Oh. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most. And with the right home and auto coverage built around your real life, because when you've worked hard to build something, you want to protect that. And that works just as a protection that works just as hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus in on your goals, your family, and the dreams you're chasing. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
All right, I said I had some things that I'm involved in this weekend, and I definitely wanted to make sure that people know.
Yep.
Shout out to the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. They are having the Entrepreneurship Connection Youth Marketplace.
Okay.
And it's for the youth ages 10 to 17. They'll be out there with their vending booths. And they're, you know what I'm saying? So we're talking about youth marketplace.
Yeah.
So come out and support our youth.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 17 years old, they will have their booths set up.
Okay.
And they'll also, for the first 15 youth to sign up, you'll receive a $50 gift card.
Uh-huh.
But they'll have, they got free vendor spots.
Really?
So you don't have to pay. If you have youth that have their own businesses,
okay,
young entrepreneurs, there is limited space. Showcase your products or your services. It's happening on tomorrow, Saturday, August 29th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So make sure you come on down to the Greater Milwaukee Urban League, 435 West North Avenue. I'll be providing the musical soundtrack while you're there supporting our youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also happening on tomorrow, 80s Basement Party at Perkins Private Event Venue. Doors open at 8:45 p.m. until music by my core DJ brother, core DJ Kev, hosted by Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown.
Smooth as butter.
And, of course, I'll be in the building, you know, as a special guest. 80s. If you got 80s gear, come on out. Coming up, let's move it up to Sunday. Talk about all the things going on. It's a Black the School Festival put on by Alderman Mark Chambers Jr.
Okay.
It's an annual event. It's from noon to 4 p.m. at Indigenous People's Park, located at 7301 West Cortland Avenue. Free book bags with supplies, a kids' fun zone, free hygiene products, free burgers and hot dogs, the mobile MFD Survive Alive House, free haircuts, a bike raffle, health screenings, DJs, and much more. I'll be out there with that as well.
Okay.
And then on Sunday as well, it's the MKE Foodie Fest. Shout out to Miss Logan.
Hello.
It'll be at the Sherman Phoenix inside the parking lot.
All right.
It's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm one of the MKE Foodie Fest judges. I'm an official judge. I got my own picture and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, hashtag. And then shout out to Cheryl with Prolific Realty Group.
Uh-huh.
You're looking to buy a house, hit up Cheryl with Prolific Realty Group at 414-305-7880.
Mm.
All right. That's what the business is 2.0.
There you go.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. You're going to learn today. Now, when we started out, we talked about we were going to get into the Canada situation.
Oh, yeah. We
we need to get into that. We need to show you these two video clips, and we're going to play them black to black. So we're going to play the one with they ain't playing. Canada
ain't got time for us.
They are not all this Lake America instead of Lake Ontario. They ain't playing no game.
And the rest of the world is not.
It's not either.
They all the silliness.
Yeah.
All these renaming lakes and this and that, rivers.
I'm telling you.
You know,
he wants to be king. Our producer, Xavier, what you got?
Also, we'll say this war in Iran was honestly the death knell to the illusion of us being a great empire anymore.
Yeah.
That's truth.
And that happened because of his DEI, whatever, and the incompetency, yeah, or what appears to be incompetency of the people that have been left in charge of our country.
Hey, but think about it. There are countries that were afraid to challenge the United States.
Now they don't even care.
They like, what? Iran got him like this?
Oh, exactly.
Imagine.
Iran ain't got nothing over there. Look at what we got.
We got what y'all talking about trying to destroy. And they still hanging on?
Yeah.
We are not a threat to a lot of people. And I can hear the people, no, well, we got a lot of stuff. Listen, they not scared.
And then don't let them create
a collaborative effort.
There you go.
We really a beat.
Oh, yeah.
Toe up from the flow up, as they used to say.
Yeah.
But we're going to play these two clips, and then we're going to have to go to Bills. But Truth Nation, we need to talk about it and get your truth on this situation, because it's real.
It's real.
All right. So our producer, Xavier, is going to play these clips. And, just check out the messages. We're going to try to play them black to black and then go to take care of some bills.
Mm-hmm.
U.S.-based companies, fellow premiers are bringing forward, this Team Canada's opening response is off the shelves. Also, starting today, all U.S.-based companies will be banned from taking part in government procurement. Every year, the province and its agencies spend about $30 billion on procurement, alongside our more than $200 billion plan to build infrastructure. U.S.-based businesses will now lose out on tens of billions of dollars in revenues. They only have President Trump to blame. I'm also urging all 444 municipalities to do the same, and I'm thrilled to see some are already stepping up. For example, Mayor Patrick Brown in the city of Brampton and many other cities. As part of this government-wide procurement ban, we're going one step further. We're ripping up Ontario's contract with Starlink. It's done. It's gone. We won't award contracts to people who enable and encourage economic attacks on our province and our country. Alongside federal tariffs and the measures my fellow premiers are bringing forward, this Team Canada's opening response.
Real. Let's go. We're going to this next clip.
War between Canada and the United States. The United States has imposed 50% tariffs on billions of dollars of Canadian goods. Let's call this what it is. This is an economic attack on Canadian workers. It is reckless, it is unjustified, and Canada will not be bullied. Donald Trump believes that if he threatens enough jobs, enough families, and enough communities, eventually Canada will give him what he wants. He is wrong. Canada does not exist by permission of the President of the United States, and our future will not be dictated by one man and an administration that mistakes loyalty to him for loyalty to their own country. And to Americans whose politics is about working people, this is your fight too. Canadian workers are not your enemy. A steelworker in Hamilton does not get ahead by putting a steelworker in Pennsylvania out of work. An auto worker in Windsor doesn't threaten an auto worker in Michigan. Reject the politics that tells working people they have to hurt each other so powerful people can win. We'll do our part. Yesterday, I asked Premier Doug Ford to recall the legislature so we can pass emergency tariff relief. His response was to call it gutter politics. Premier, I want to speak to you directly. Doing what we were elected to do isn't gutter politics. That's the job. I know you've had a lot to say about Donald Trump, but a viral clip won't help a worker pay their mortgage, and it won't help a family pay their grocery bill. So recall the legislature. Let's cancel all U.S. contracts. Let's put emergency tariff relief on the table. Let's strengthen the programs that are Ontario's strategic advantage, like our public health care system. My caucus and I will be there ready to pass it. Let's get to work. And one other thing. It'll always be Lake Ontario.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We'll come back to talk about what you just listened to and what you may have saw if you're on our YouTube or Facebook page. We take care of these bills and we'll be black. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. It's National Sandwich Month, the perfect time to celebrate what Cousin Subs does best, great sandwiches. Since 1972, we've been making subs with fresh baked bread, sliced meats and cheeses, and ingredients prepared fresh when you order. Whether you're craving a classic favorite, something grilled to order, or a deli fresh creation, there's a Cousin Sub made for every taste. Celebrate National Sandwich Month with a sandwich made the way it should be. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub. Light onions. Bailey will take one if she wants one with no onions. And the 12 grain bread.
12 grain.
There you go. And strawberry shake and some broccoli and cheese soup. And Bailey going to have some fries. How about that?
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Well, you know, I told you that's the response.
Yeah, I know. There's
made me fall off.
Yeah, you're going to fall off. We're going to make sure we take care of that. But yeah, y'all heard those clips before we went to break. And like, anybody else would be called a bully. And everybody would be like, no more bullying.
But right.
Instead, he's, well, what he did, he needed to do that. You know damn well that he didn't need to do that. You know some of the factories and companies in your district that you govern as a Republican are going to suffer.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of dealing with that, you're like, well, no, he needed to do that. No, the hell he didn't.
Nope. Listen, everybody, you mad now, keep that same energy when it comes time to vote.
Right.
If you are not a registered voter, get registered.
That part.
Let's go ahead and do what we need to do. Because these Republicans ain't doing nothing to stop nothing. Right. They're like, oh, he need to do that. Well, we just got to take it on the chin. No, we don't.
And, you know, one of the other embarrassing things to me is the fact that they always love to try to talk about and blame other people. Well, this started because of that. So you saying the things that he's doing has not started and made people not even afraid of the United States of America. They ain't afraid.
No, they're not.
They not afraid.
They don't even care.
Producer Xavier, you got a word? Go ahead.
Yeah, did you guys see the missile launches that North Korea did last week?
No.
No. See?
Yeah, so,
there's
you know,
all kinds
Trump
of stuff going on.
Saying, like, he's going to try to, like, demilitarize South Korea to make the tensions between the two countries more better or whatever. And basically, North Korea was like, we don't really care. And they launched like 4 or 5 missiles at Japan.
See?
Wow.
Can we say WW3 and WW4? I'm just saying. I'm going to give me some WD-40 and slide up out of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Truth Nation, what's your truth with this, Canada rift? And again, it's just, it's bullying. You know
what
I'm saying?
With us, with us being exposed, right, as not as great a superpower as, you know, people have thought we were, that's kind of like, you know, it kind of reminds me of when Russia started its situation
with Ukraine.
With Ukraine, and they found out that their whole military situation was just like not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like your tanks not can't make it over the line.
Not as quick as we thought this would be over.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Orange Man in Iran.
Yeah. So, you see.
3 days this will be over with.
And you know what? Here's my thing. They're sending out memos, allegedly now. I heard this on another news outlet. That supposedly there's memos going around from Hegseth talking about, you know, anybody have any ideas on how we can get out of Iran? I mean, it's to the point where it's just like, pick up your ball and come home. You guys have been really good about doing that, so just do it now. Just be like, okay, we won, we got to go. and be like, we came over here to help Israel, because that was the whole premise, right? Mm-hmm. They was coming over to help Israel.
Right.
Okay, and now Israel is like, yeah, I don't even know about you guys. What are you doing here now?
Right. Right. Right.
You know,
Truth call-in lines are open at 833-212-1017. We've got a bully. We've got a bully.
Did we not know poll. That?
That's a poll. Do you believe the orange man is a bully? And leave it at orange man.
Bully's getting punched in the face now.
Huh?
I said, well, the bully's getting punched in the face. And well, when the bully gets punched in the face, most of the time, they don't like to fight back.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, put up the poll. Do you believe the orange man is a bully? Yes or
yeah.
No?
Yeah, that's a good poll.
Because, you know, it just is what it is. And for those, I want to hear from those that may say no. Because somebody's going to be like, no, he's not. And we need to hear from you.
Well, we need
Truth
to hear
Nation
from everybody,
needs to
but
hear
but
from you, like what is but, what is your defense? What are you standing on when you say that it's not? And in any other normal situation, when we talk about what bullying is, aren't these the parameters that we use?
So the poll is up: is Donald Trump a bully?
Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes or no? Y'all go on and vote on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying vote yet.
Yeah,
go ahead and
vote is yes. My vote is hell yes. If we could put hell yes on the poll, I would click on hell yeah. I'm just saying, like, when is enough enough?
And it's, clearly it's not enough yet.
For him?
Because, you know, clearly it's not enough. Not yet. Not enough yet.
Not enough. Not enough. I'm just saying.
Even for the Republicans.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all don't get it.
They don't care. They behind him 175%.
Right.
150.
And some of them are seeing like
999.
Your political future is even in jeopardy. You know?
Yeah. First of all, he gonna run again. He gonna try to run again. Mm-hmm. What do you think? He gonna try to run again, mm-hmm, without question. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he don't care about them. He's, you know, that's the thing. People always like, oh, this and that, he cares about it. He don't care about nobody but himself.
That part. We're going to the Truth call-in lines, 833-212-1017.
I can give you a tally on the vote when we get done, too.
Tony, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
The truth is there's two things that Trump hates. He hates his wife, and he hates Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we ended up in Iran is because it was his opportunity to overtake Obama by killing the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Mm.
That's all he cared about, was being, after 50 years of being in war with Iran, mm-hmm, the opportunity to kill Ayatollah was a big thing after Obama killed Osama bin Laden. So it was his way of moving to the top of the charts.
Mm-hmm.
The hating of his wife is the reason why he tore down the East Wing. Because that's typically the first lady's office. So that was, mm-hmm, the first thing he did. If you don't want to be with me, I'm tearing down your office. Mm. All he knew was about what Iran was Ayatollah Khomeini. Once he did that, he had no other plan after that.
That part.
That's my thought.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. Have a great weekend as well. So the poll is, the orange man a bully? You know, yes or no? In your opinion, now. In your opinion. What
okay,
are we looking like?
So far, we've got 85% at yes. And, it's 85% at yes and 15% say no.
knows, well, anybody, like you, whether you, yes or no, please call in.
But especially knows. We,
that's what I'm
we
saying.
We want to understand.
Like, yeah, just help us to understand how
help
all
me
of the
help
things,
you.
Right, all the things that are happening, all the things that he's done, that if you are in any other regular relationship, you'd be like, you're being spiteful. You doing it. That's spiteful. You have no other reason to do that but just being spiteful.
Yes.
I don't want the kids to have no free food at the cookout when we're giving away the book bags. Why?
Why?
This We've got be... people who have donated the burgers and the hot dogs. I don't care.
This might be the only meal they get today.
I don't care.
We'll see. It's your people.
Yes. Yes, they are.
The old people suffer.
Yes, they are. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Call-In line, 833-212-1017. Or you can make your comments heard on our YouTube page and our Facebook Live.
We apologize, but our text line is no longer operating.
Yeah, not the way to where we could
easily access it
the way that it used to be.
So there, we're encouraging everybody, if you can't go on YouTube and make your comment there, then you're feel free to comment below on our Facebook page.
Right.
Because we are live on Facebook, mm-hmm. and you are more than welcome to join us there and place your comment below.
Yeah.
You'll see us right there.
Yep.
833-212-1017.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. We just always like to let you know that we love you and we appreciate you.
We absolutely do.
You know, those that get the call in, those who comment on the YouTube or Facebook, that shares our show, whole nine.
Thank you for sharing on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
We see you guys.
That part. Whether you just listen to us every morning. When I'm out all the time, Bailey, you know, I'm always out and about, and you are as well.
Yeah.
And I get complimented so many times throughout that. Like, man, we love listening to you and Bailey, you know, the whole nine.
I get
nine.
The same
so,
thing.
So we thank you, and we just need you to know that. And speaking of that, as we get ready to get black into this conversation about the orange man and bullying and all of that and the Canada situation, just the power of transcending. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've been blessed to fill in for Ray Nitti, who's in Poland for his sister's wedding.
Right.
And so for the grapevine, normally, you know, right now there's some things that are coming.
Yeah.
But for now, Ray Nitti has been holding down two shifts. They're on the lunch break with him and maybe Shannon.
Right.
And also holding down the grapevine. So since he was out, and Biko was like, Blo, I know it's kind of last minute, but are you able to hold down the grapevine the next week? And I was like, I got you. The only day I can't do is Tuesday. But I just want to say that the Truth Nation and just people that also support me have been moving over into to the grapevine. So, you know, we've been getting some great viewer numbers, and that's all because of the love and support that people showed the Truth Nation. And they was like, Blo, we going to go over here. You over here now, too. That's only this week now. Don't get too comfortable.
Right, exactly. You
know? So I will be on 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time this afternoon. But then next week, Ray Nitti will be black, and he'll be holding it down.
Okay.
As we are working on some things.
Yeah.
That should be amazing. For you to say, okay.
Yeah.
I feel it. I'm with it.
Shout out to Ray, too. We had a great time hanging out at Family Fest.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He sat on the floor like an Indian squat. I said, listen, bro, you can get you up. You ain't in the Virgin
Islands. It's crisscross applesauce. Yeah.
You ain't in the Virgin Islands. Oh, he sit on the floor and the ground over here. Like, listen, Ray, you don't have to do that. What you know about it, bro? Don't have me talking to my island there. Because I'll be there saying some stuff that I don't know what the hell I'm saying. That's
that
what I
part.
Do when I try to do Jamaican accents or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't be knowing what the hell is. I just say it the way it sounds to right. me when they speak it. Like,
right.
Patois and all of that kind of
patois.
Stuff.
Patois.
Yeah. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
But I give a... Boy, I can
Yeah, you can do that one. Yeah, I can't do that one.
Scared the hell out you. Right there, you know?
Yeah, you did.
Baby's eyes got big as hell. Like, what you know about Omar?
See?
Come down. All right. So.
You want to get an update on this poll?
Yeah, what's the poll saying? Because,
okay, it's the final. Is Donald Trump a bully? 90% yes, 10% no.
Okay.
That's better.
There you go.
I feel better with that.
There you go.
Because it was going the wrong way for a minute there.
Right.
Yes.
10%, I need to know.
Okay.
What's on your mind? How do you feel that all these things that, and I'm not just talking about Canada. I'm just saying all the things that he's been doing.
Things. And you see the latest.
And it took
right?
the, yeah, I think you get ready to go where I was getting ready to go.
Yeah, let's go Come there because we got to talk about it right quick. Go ahead.
The man. Like who, Tony, our caller,
right,
was talking about the two things that he hates the most. All right, so we got president, you know, all of the presidents get portraits,
right,
that are put up.
Commissioned.
Yeah, you know, inside of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
The Orange Man administration removes the Obama-era portrait from the U.S. Embassy. Calls it woke.
Right.
The State Department is considering selling the work by Kendi Wiley, the artist behind the Barack Obama's presidential portrait. They removed the painting by that acclaimed artist from the U.S. Embassy in the Dominican Republic, with administration officials labeling the artwork woke.
They took it out of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. That's, U.S. Embassy.
Okay. So that's very significant.
Right.
So y'all don't want the paint up in the Dominican Republic, but they got a lot of people that look like us there.
Right.
So y'all removing it. What's this? Why would you remove it? Why ain't you removed from the China Embassy?
Right.
Why ain't you remove it from the French Embassy? But you going to take it from the Dominican Republic?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it you want? Are you sending a message to the people of the Dominican Republic?
That part.
I'm just saying.
The painting, Young Artist After Siamese 1960, was commissioned by the State Department in 2013 during the Obama administration through its Arts and Embassies program and installed at the U.S. Embassy in Santo Domingo. In 2015, Wiley is widely known for painting former President Barack Obama's official portrait, which was unveiled at the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in 2018. The embassy painting features four Dominican models posed against Wiley's signature floral black drop. Wiley studied Dominican artists Celeste Wash Weigel and Gilberto Hernandez Ortega while developing the work. U.S. Ambassador to the Dominican Republic, Leah Campos, publicly celebrated the painting's removal in August 11th. In an Instagram video showing the artwork covered by an American flag-themed tarp before workers took it down.
Mm.
In the Orange Man's administration, under my leadership, we are turning away from globalist and woke ideologies and instead embracing American patriotism and the beauty of our great country, Campos wrote. Campos also says she wants the art and decor displayed by the U.S. Embassy in Santo Domingo to reflect American beauty, strength, and commitment to liberty.
Mm.
The State Department confirmed this week that officials are consulting attorneys to determine whether the government can legally sell the Wiley painting.
Mm.
If a sale is permitted, officials said that would be the department's goal.
Wow.
Sure, you don't want to change your vote on the orange man and whether he's a bully or not? Sure, you don't want to change your vote?
Some people have, because we down to 9%. It's down to 9%. Well, actually, more people came in and voted yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was going to say it was 10%.
Right.
Now, get 9%.
You know, yeah, I'm just saying. And two, let's see, who is it? Sir Chauncey. Which event he said, over what time is your gig tomorrow? I missed it earlier. It's two things that I will be doing on tomorrow. The entrepreneurship connection with youth, with a youth marketplace that will take place at the Greater Milwaukee Urban League, 435 West North Avenue. And that will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then if you are a 80s buff, there's an 80s basement party going on at the Perkins Boys Private Event Center. And that's happening at doors open at 8:45, powered by Core DJ Kev and Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown. And I'll be there as a special guest. It says wear your 80s gear. So you may be talking about one of those. Other than that, on Sunday, the Black to School Festival at Indigenous People's Park from noon to 4 p.m. And I'll be at Sherman Phoenix for the MKE Foodie Fest from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm an official MKE Foodie Fest judge. So one of the two, one of the four.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Bailey, what you got? We got to get ready to check out. It's the weekend, and final numbers on the poll, 91%, right?
Yeah, final numbers on the poll. Yes, 91%, and no, 9%.
Do you believe the orange man is a bully?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Xavier, do you have a vote?
That he's a bully or not?
Yes.
I think he's a weakling and he bullies because he's
It's
weak.
A yes or no poll. You don't get to say all that extra stuff.
Oh, yes or no. I guess he's a bully.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're about to go through a whole class. I'm just trying to tell you. We got to make way for the truth. We're sure with you. But I'll be black.
You'll be back this afternoon.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Well, I will not, so I want to remind you to trust God, do good, and I will see you on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
That part. And let Gladys Knight rest. Get a little soundstage and some AI-generated audience and sound effects. And let her do her thing if that's what she want to do.
Yep.
But don't embarrass her.
Yep.
Don't take away the queen that she is.
Yep.
Love you, babes. Have a great and safe weekend. We up out of here. Until Monday. Peace.